Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Hi, Dr. Rentlener. How are you?
Good morning. Good, Steph.
Pay no attention to what's happening.
You guys are good, too.
Yes.
Yes. Doc, I keep thinking of you because isn't it like living in Groundhog Day? I hear the same Cher song. We've had the same conversation. I'm going to see my 99-year-old mom Friday, a week from tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I am hearing, you know, just from doctors I follow on Twitter, just anecdotally, there's one doctor I follow that said, I can't even count the number of people she knows that now have breakthrough COVID cases, that there is definitely a surge happening from these Omicron subvariants and combination of lifting the mask mandate on things like planes. And here I am again where I'm terrified to fly, even though I'm going to mask up and I'm quadruple vaxxed.
Yeah, it's a problem. The problem is called confusion. Mm-hmm. And why is there confusion? For two reasons. Number one, is that this is in fact a very confusing disease. I've spoken to a number of my colleagues at the medical center, and we've never seen anything like this. That's gone, you know, 3 years we're going into, and we have as many questions as we have, we have more questions than answers, and it is confounding. We don't know enough about long COVID. We don't know enough about regular COVID. And the variants are completely mind-numbing. It's a problem. So medically speaking, this is a challenge. But the second thing is that we have this crazy infusion of politics into this public health game. Why? Because it's such a hot political issue, thanks to Donald J. Trump, that you can't take a position up on this, on what to do about COVID, without worrying about whether that's going to affect the midterm elections. How messed up is that?
Well,
I'm entering my language here.
Thank you, Doc.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
But also the funding. Republicans in Congress have decided, you know, COVID's over and they're not going to give. And every doctor is screaming, we have to get ahead of this and have enough vaccine and work on new vaccines for the surge. Inevitably, it's going to come in the fall and the winter. But as we were saying, They claim to be the party of babies that just voted against Baby Formula Act yesterday, that voted against, you know, oil companies not being able to price gouge. Like, they are not interested in fixing any problems. They're interested in creating them and blaming Biden for them before the midterms. And what do you do with that as a doctor about COVID? You're just like, they want the COVID, you know, surge to be bad in the fall so they can blame Biden, right?
Exactly. And on the other hand, if Biden said, okay, now we're going to go back to masks because we have this really significant increase in the number of cases and a creeping up of hospitalizations. So they're waiting for Biden to say, okay, we need more regulations. We need more mandates. They'll tear them apart, tear the Democrats apart when it comes to the midterms. And that's the problem. This is why I'm saying all of this is so now politically contaminated that it's very hard to come up with a good recommendation. But the hypocrisy, Stephanie, among the Republicans is driving me crazy. I don't have enough hair left to fall out. I am just worried that we're going to have politics so much influencing these medical decisions that it'll harm the public. This is what it comes down to. Yeah. How crazy is that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Doc, I guess the question I'm asking again, 17th time in 2.5 years, is, you know, should I be concerned? Because it sounds like from what experts are saying, the fact that I had COVID 2.5 years ago probably means nothing now. Like that, protecting me against an Omicron subvariant, it seems like it's the combination of, protection from vaccine and or having had it that has fallen for these new subvariants, right?
Well, there's two things that I'm concerned about. First of all, if you've had the disease or the vaccines, quote unquote, a long time ago, you know, more than 3, 4, 5 months, the protection, the immunity that you've gotten from the disease or the vaccinations is waning. Mm-hmm. That's a problem. The second thing is we're just kind of like waiting for this time bomb to explode when we get a variant that doesn't care about your immunity.
Yeah.
And will infect you anyway. So,
well, that's already happening, isn't it? I mean,
it is happening.
Yeah.
Look, not to the extent that we're really kind of worried about that a completely vaccine resistant variant will pop up and really raise, you know, create havoc with us. But I'm traveling on plane on Sunday myself overseas. I am going to be wearing a mask for the entire trip through the airport, on the airplane, and everything else. And I think you should also visiting mom, right?
Yeah, a white double mask. I do the N95 and another mask over. But I know I'm asking this again. Should you also do eye protection? I'm hearing people, you know, more and more saying they, you know, some people they feel they're getting it through their eyes, even if they're masked.
I don't think there's enough information yet. Studies that are valid to suggest, in my opinion, maybe that's coming. And if that's the case, then we'll have other things to think about. But in the meantime, wearing the mask. And by the way, people should be getting their second booster.
Yeah.
I don't think you should say, I am vaccinated or I'm fully vaccinated if you've just had the original two shots in the
primary series. By the way, yes.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Case in point, Chris and I were just talking about this yesterday. And I know you as a doctor, you take no pleasure in these anti-vaxxers getting COVID. You know, it's unfortunately, when they're very high profile, like Eric Clapton, who is a very well-known COVID denier, vaccine denier, just canceled his tour because he has COVID. He's 77. He's reportedly very sick. And we were asking, Chris, you and I were saying, like, yeah, you assumed he's unvaccinated. I think in his case, what happened is he had one shot of AstraZeneca a long time ago that he had a bad reaction to,
right,
which is what made him, you know, as, I don't know, vaccine resistant as he is. But the point is, Doc, if he had one AstraZeneca a long time ago, he had virtually no protection. And he's almost 80 years old.
It just so happens, Stephanie Miller, that I spoke with his manager.
Oh, you did?
Clapton's manager a few months ago for something. And I asked them about Clapton coming over to do some benefit for us.
Yeah.
And he said that he didn't want to travel out of the country, out of the UK. And second of all, he did not believe in getting vaccinated. And this is the problem with high visibility individuals who are not vaccinated, not fully vaccinated.
Right.
They just reinforce this nonsense that's going around the internet. It's like when the mayor of New York said it was okay for superstar athletes not to get vaccinated, even though everyone else had to. And I, you know, look, this is a problem. It's a communications problem more than a medical or a public health problem, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us quickly, you're going, because I don't really know if we'll see you next week. You're going back to Ukraine or Poland?
Well, I was in Poland before, as you know,
yeah.
But this time I'm going to Ukraine. I'm going to go to Lviv and plans to meet with the mayor of Lviv, but also to visit a lot of the folks who are in these so-called internally displaced camps, where people who have left Eastern Ukraine and have moved to safety in Western Ukraine.
Yeah.
And the question is, what's on their minds? When did they expect to go back? And what's going on with the kids, which is the main reason for my making this trip.
Yeah. By the way, Doc, another one of the doctors I follow was talking about his own child getting very sick from COVID. I think, and he was talking about that being another myth that's out there, that this does not affect kids at all, COVID. In his case, I think his kid had a very serious heart thing caused by COVID. So, the good news is 5 and under can get vaccinated now, right?
Right. But the problem is, why do I keep talking about the problems? I guess that's why I'm the doom.
You're Dr. Doom.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
I am. Yeah, I forgot for a second. So I thought I was Dr. Cheerful, but, you know, apparently not. But the situation right now is the 5 to 11-year-olds have been approved for the vaccine for a long time now.
Yeah.
And we still only have less than a third of the 5 to 11-year-olds vaccinated. We just got approval for them to get a booster shot, but the uptake, I'm just worried that it won't be very much. And for the 0 to 5-year-olds, since we're having problems vaccinating the older kids, I don't know how we're going to convince parents, which they should.
Right, I have to slam you into a heartbreak, but you're a doctor, you can fix yourself.